State agencies were told to plan for $174 million in cuts from a lapse in the current state budget. Of that, $65 million, or around 38%, would come from the University of Wisconsin system. UW Oshkosh's share of that will be more than $3 million. Chancellor Rick Wells says they knew there would be a budget lapse and cuts would have to be made, but he can't stomach that UW campuses are shouldering so much of the pain.
That part is just, you know, quite frankly, very surprising, very disappointing. And it just clearly reinforces the message that we're the lowest priority in the state at this particular point.
In the DOA memo, vacant positions were suggested as one spot for state agencies to cut, but Wells says any vacancies they have and the savings they provide have already been planned out for the current school year. Once campuses submit their cost-cutting plans, the Joint Finance Committee will review them. Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch, who sits on the committee, says he'll do all he can to spread the lapse cuts out more fairly. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.